Acts 26:22-23, that's our passage today, is the words of Paul. He said, "To this day I have had the help that comes from God, and so I stand here testifying, both to small and great, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses said would come to pass, that the Christ must suffer, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to our people and to the Gentiles." The good news about Jesus started in the Old Testament. To those in his day who claimed that Paul was promoting a new religion, he made it clear that he was saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen. Let's just take a quick review of Isaiah's words 700 years before Jesus. Isaiah said the Messiah would suffer. Isaiah 53:5, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds we are healed." Isaiah said he will be the first to rise from the dead. And after he suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. Isaiah 53:11. Jesus rose from the dead and remained alive forever. Isaiah said Jesus is a message of light. And now the Lord says, "It is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob and to bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." Isaiah 49:5-6. Remember the conversation that Jesus had with the two men on the road to Emmaus after the resurrection? Jesus said, "Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and enter into his glory?" And then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning him. The entire Old Testament shouts, "Jesus is coming." And the New Testament celebrates and proclaims the fact that he has come. So here's a talking point. Ask God to give you the desire and discipline to read his word every day. And then secondly, ask God to give you the desire and insight to pray his word every day. Father, thank you for making it clear from the beginning of Scripture that Jesus was coming. Now that he has come and his work completed, help me to worship him every day of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.